every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Every Arizona homeowner's happy place. We show up every Saturday morning so you can call in with any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Don't be worrying or fretting about how to get that project done another week. Go ahead and give us a call. Let us put our 47 years of Arizona building and remodeling experience to work for you. We'll give you tricks of the trade. We'll give you tips. We'll give you brand names of products and tools that we have found work the best right here in the great state of Arizona. You can join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. We've been doing the show for 36 years, and I keep thinking we've answered all the questions. But y'all surprise me. Every single week, you get a couple calls in here. Sometimes it's questions I've never even heard before. But we'll take those. We'll do the best we can to try and get you the right information. 1-888-767-4348 puts you in touch with us. Rosie Romero, my co-host and son, Romy Romero. My wife, sweet Jennifer, picks up the call, gets your name and number, where you're calling from, what your question is, and our broadcast engineer, Gary, makes sure all the buttons and dials are set just right so we can bring you into the conversation and the rest of Arizona can learn about their home through your question and or your project. Don't hesitate. I'll never embarrass you or scare you. I'll just get your question and answer it the best I can. 1-888-767-4348. In the 9 o'clock hour, we generally bring in one of our Rosie certified experts and we drill down deep on one topic in particular. And this time of year, in particular, an extremely nice spring. This has really been a nice spring. I remember last spring was a really nice spring. But boy, it got even with us that summer. Boy, that was a tough summer. So we're here with Sean McGraw. He is one of our Rosie Certified Energy Efficiency Expert. He is the founder and CEO of a company called 4 Energy, F-O-R. You are 4, the efficient consumption of an energy. How did we get that name?
Yeah,
Sean,
we are.
And welcome.
Thanks for having me, Rosie. So we used to be known as Affordable Energy Solutions of Arizona.
Okay.
And we started doing business outside of the state. And so that name was just a lot to chew. So we shortened it down to 4 Energy. You know, we're 4 energy efficiency and renewable power and responsibility in the home.
Well, there are a lot of people that want to give me the title of the father of supercooling. I'm sure you've heard our plea many times, and I'm not, but I'm one of the loudest disciples of it. I didn't found it; someone taught it to me, Mr. Steve Kep, and it has gone out to save thousands of Arizona homeowners, thousands of dollars. Go ahead.
Well, the funniest thing about that is, of all the criticism and ridicule we would get over it, utility companies now promote it as best, most efficient way to save energy. It's like,
I'm saying that
for a while.
I'm actually on the APS website right now talking about saving money, and they say pre-cool your home during low cost. So we want to talk about that, and every utility company has multiple plans that, as a consumer, you can pick. I'm most familiar with APS because I'm in the APS territory. I am dual energy in my homes. I'll never live in a home that's all electric. Yep. That's just the way I am. But I know the ins and outs and every detail of Super Saver Max. Give me the demand charge. I don't care.
Yep.
It doesn't matter because my demand charge, it never goes over 3 in the peak hours. But let's talk through what 4 Energy does in y'all's analysis. If I'm a homeowner, and I've told people this for years, Don't buy a tube of caulk. Don't buy a shade screen. Don't buy a piece of weather stripping until you get a whole house energy audit.
Yeah, absolutely. So 4Energy specializes in a couple different areas, but the biggest two are we offer a home energy checkup, which costs homeowners $0 out of pocket.
How much?
$0 for the home energy checkup, which is great. But that's a visual inspection. It's very similar to a home inspection. We take a lot of photos. We look in the attic. Most Arizona homeowners don't live in their attic. They don't like going up there.
No.
So we crawl to the depths of the attic. We measure insulation. We look at attic ceiling issues, duct ceiling issues, windows and doors, really everything that has to do with energy consumption in the house. And then the second area is...
And how long you'll send a tech...
Yep.
Who's got the experience of dragging out all the pressure doors and the thermal imaging guns.
Correct.
And he'll just take what he knows about this vintage home in this neighborhood, what he's discovered before in his experience, and say, here's some of the things you really need to consider.
Yeah.
That's free.
So the audit with the equipment is $99. The home energy checkup is no cost. That's a visual inspection. But either way, what we do is we really try to provide every Arizona homeowner with a roadmap to energy efficiency in their house. So one of the mistakes I see made is homeowners guess at what's going on. They have a high utility bill or they're uncomfortable in their home. And they say, oh, I ought to just add more insulation. And that might be the answer, but it might not be the answer. And oftentimes, you know, somebody will blow insulation and their problem still exists. And the home is complicated. And that's where we come in, and that's what we specialize in, is really understanding what the problems for the homeowner are. Could be uncomfortable, I feel a draft, or I have poor indoor air quality.
Hot rooms in the summer, cold rooms in the winter.
Yeah.
And uneven air distribution, uneven temperature control.
Exactly. Or they just have a high utility bill and they don't understand it. So when we either do the home energy checkup or the $99 audit, either way, we're going to find what's going on with that home. And then we really compare it to Energy Star standards and make recommendations that fit the homeowner's needs and solve an efficiency problem in the house.
Yeah. When people challenge me on my super cooling philosophy that we've taught for 20 years, I just ask them, hey, would you mind share with me your portal access to your utility company? Or just scan me last month's energy bill.
Yep.
And if I see a homeowner's energy bill and I can satellite image the home, I can probably tell you whether it's dual energy or not. I can tell you how many people live in the house. I can tell you what your living habits are, if both are out of the house during the day and working, or if someone's home the rest of the day. I don't even need a satellite image to tell you whether or not you have a swimming pool or not. But someone that's spent hundreds of hours looking at thousands of energy bills, if people would just stop, they jump at the first thing, and very often, because insulation is inexpensive,
yep,
as opposed to all new window package, right? Yep. Right.
You're right.
So they jump on that insulation, and insulation installed wrong
is not good at all.
It doesn't get you anything.
Yeah.
So you were saying you what scares you or what you want to change in people's buying habits is get informed first, and the second thing I would tell them. Quit jumping at whatever's being advertised the loudest and the most.
Exactly. As I said, the home is complicated, and let the professionals help you understand where you're going wrong, where you can be more energy efficient, how you can solve your problem, because you can keep going down the path of taking the guess, and you might never solve the problem.
Absolutely. Or you know, there's homeowners that want to get the man.
Yep.
You know, I'll spend whatever there was a particular homeowner in Carefree that finally called me after 5 years of fighting his electric bill. He had spent like $40,000 on different things to save $100 a month.
Yeah.
on his energy bill. And he was just bound and determined to stick it to the man.
Yep. You know? There's a lot of Arizona homeowners that, you know, if you've lived in the Valley long enough or in Arizona long enough, you've seen utilities just go from a reasonable rate that, you know, you're on auto pay and it just comes out of the account to where it is today, where it's a substantial dollar amount. And people should understand every year or almost every year, utility prices are going to go up. So as far as money out of pocket and overhead for your home, addressing the issue sooner is always better, because savings, if savings are what you're after in a lower energy bill, they just continue to increase in savings over time.
Absolutely. And I will do a tip of the hat to APS, SRP, TEP. If you look at average kilowatt costs in Arizona, we're actually below the national average. We do a pretty darn good job here.
We do. We just use a lot of power out here.
But boy, we can sure burn it up, can't we? And I tell people, take a look at your March energy bill. Because in a month like this, you probably don't have heat on. You're probably not running your air conditioning. Maybe October's the same way. Those shoulder seasons where your bills are closest, the lowest, that's your base level.
Exactly.
You know, you're going to always have that.
Yep. So the biggest thing, you're exactly right. This is the time of year and the season that we keep our windows and doors open in most cases. So we do look at that as your baseline. That's the electricity that you're consuming from outlets and things plugged in, computers, TVs, refrigerators. So pool pumps, if you have a pool. The biggest variable when you look at a utility bill between the March month, which is the perfect month to peg as the baseline, and your highest month, what's the difference? It's air conditioning.
Air conditioning, baby.
It is. So that's a really good way to determine what your air conditioner is costing you. And when it comes to air conditioning, you know, a lot of people make the same mistake. I just need to replace my air conditioner, and that'll solve my problem. Well,
there's a lot more to it than that, and I want to go into that in greater detail right after this short break. So we're here with Sean McGraw of 4 Energy, Rosie Certified Energy Efficiency Expert, and he's here to answer any question you might have at 1-888-767-4348 about saving money at your house, in particular, this coming summer. You all heard, you saw the headlines. Arizona Corporation Commission did approve a rate utility increase. Don't get caught by surprise. We got the information you need right after this. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're here talking with energy efficiency expert Sean McGraw, owner, founder, CEO of 4 Energy. You talked about sending techs out and doing a free visual inspection. How would somebody schedule that?
Yeah, so they can look at our website, forenergy.com, or they can call our office at 480-699-1481, and we're happy to schedule it for you and help you understand your roadmap to efficiency in your home.
You send a tech out, and they do a walkabout, visual check, and leave some kind of recommendation report?
Yeah, we actually, you know, we crawl the attic, we take insulation measurements, we look at ductwork, we look at doors and windows. Anything that has to do with the consumption of power in your home. And we generate a 10 to 20 page report.
Oh, wow.
On exactly what's going on with photos, because, you know, I don't expect every homeowner to crawl in the 170 degree Arizona attic with us. So we like to provide almost a home inspection style report, just having to do with energy efficiency on the home.
That's for free.
That's for free.
I would encourage people to take the next step.
Yep. So the next step is we offer a $99 energy audit.
Best $99 you can spend.
It really, really is. It opens the door to receiving rebates from both APS and SRP if you qualify for them. And it gives you the data behind the visual inspection that we're doing. So we can tell you how leaky your ductwork is, or the insulation is very easy. It's a visual inspection every time. Or the whole home leakage of the house, which gives you a really good indicator on what needs to be done to get you to where you want to be.
How would they schedule that?
Same exact way, forenergy.com or 480-699-1481.
All right, I've got Sherry on the line. She has a question for you. Let's bring Sherry into the conversation. She's actually calling from Peoria, but a question about a home in Yavapai County. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Rosie.
What are y'all working on?
So my question. Well, we are getting ready to build a custom home up in Prescott in Yavapai County. And the dilemma that my husband and I have is what to put over the garage. My goal was that we wanted the garage a temperature a little bit more comfortable during the winter or during the summer. We are being told by one person that we should use bats over the garage. And we're told by the design, well, we aren't told by them. The designer has planned in our plan foam. So we're not sure which way to go. What's going to be the most energy efficient?
Great. And great, Sherry, great question.
When you say over the garage, is there a living space that's going above the garage and you're talking about the ceiling that you're?
No. No, it's a single story.
Okay.
And the only thing that will be up in the garage will be just a small platform for a little bit of storage.
Okay.
But other than that, no, there's nothing.
And where are you talking about placing the insulation? In the over the top into the attic?
Well, I'm really not sure because I'm not a builder, but my understanding is in the rafters.
Yeah.
That they would put the bats. But that would be it. And then the foam, I think they would foam up the, like where the trusses and stuff are. So we're just conflicted because we're being told by one, use the baths and in the ventilation.
And one last question, Sherry.
Ventilation.
Uh-huh. What's the rest of the home being insulated with in the attic?
Well, in the attic?
Yeah, through the rest of the home.
Yes. I don't know. Without talking to my plans designer or looking at the plan.
Okay. Well, here we go. Here's your expert on insulation. Everybody, get a pad of paper and a pencil. Take notes.
Hi, Sherry. I've got one additional question for you before I answer. Are you planning on running some type of climate control in the garage, so a heater or a mini split to keep it more comfortable during the seasons that you'd like to keep
no.
it more comfortable? Okay. So... This is a common issue and a common debate. The way that I am taught on energy is regardless of bat or foam insulation over the garage, it's open to the outside. So it's ambient temperature. So regardless of which way you go, it's not going to actually change the temperature of the garage all that much. Does that make sense?
And that has to do with...
So you mean foam versus bat?
Yeah, or insulation versus... no insulation. So if the door's not sealed and you're not running any type of climate control in that garage, insulation spending the money on even doing either or of those types of insulation isn't going to change the temperature of the garage all that much.
That's great information.
It may have saved a lot of people a lot of money because we get a lot of calls on insulating over the garage. And people expect this big difference in the temperature of their garage, but because it's open to ambient temperature, it doesn't really make the impact that they're looking for.
That's great. That's great information. I'm gonna want to cover that in greater detail.
I would say, though, if you're building it, do it now while it's getting done.
The time would be now.
Yeah. That's gonna go into your 30-year mortgage, and if you want to add equipment later for heating, cooling. It's already there.
Good point, Romy.
So you can add it later, and it's already insulated. You don't have that insulation expense that you would occur at the point you're adding air conditioning to your garage.
Correct.
In our On the House Hour this week, talking about something specifically on your home, castle, or cabin, we're talking energy efficiency and how to achieve that through a home energy audit. We had a caller in the last segment wanting to know about insulation over a garage. And, Sean, that was a great point. And something I've never heard anybody present it the way you have. If you're not going to air condition your garage, it's pointless putting insulation to the outside. But wrapping that in a new home build, you know, I mean, that might be like 3 cents a month you're adding on your 30-year mortgage.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, and you brought up a good point too. If you're going to add a mini split or some kind of heater down the road, the time to insulate would be during the building phase.
All right. And now, how about her question? Bat or foam?
If she's I would imagine that she's foaming the rest of the house, and I believe foam is the best insulator there is.
Amen.
And why not continue with it? I mean, it's not going to cost hardly any difference. You've already got the foam truck there.
Yep.
and the crew's there, just keep spraying versus stopping that and then going and getting all this bad insulation to put in.
Absolutely. I do agree with that.
And done right, bat is still a great insulation.
Yep.
But if you've already got the foam truck there, just keep foaming it.
I would say so.
I heard something funny. A buddy of mine's building a house, and they were trying to get something lined up. And the insulation contractor said, you know, he's like, I just can't get this right. He's like, do your best. We'll foam the rest.
I like that.
Now, when we're looking at energy efficiency, and you were talking in the previous segment, you know, air conditioning obviously is the biggest part of our bill. But it doesn't mean your biggest saving is going to come from a new air conditioning unit. You could have the best air conditioning unit in the world, but if you've got poor duct design, poor duct install, poor insulation in the home, poor windows, I mean,
it's all for naught.
It's all for naught.
Yeah.
Very well said.
That's correct. So a lot of homeowners think that by replacing a 15 to 20 year old air conditioner to a new efficient air conditioner, which they should probably do because new air conditioners are a lot more efficient than what was available before. But if their ducts could be disconnected for all they know, or they could have two inches of insulation when they should have, you know, 12 to 16. So by replacing that air conditioner, they may not see this drastic difference in their electricity bill, because if they're not well insulated and their ducts aren't sealed, their air conditioner may still be running nonstop in the summertime.
I tell people all the time, and I'm voicing this so you can spot check me. I tell people, if you're contemplating a new air conditioner, you ought to seriously consider generally upsizing your return air.
Yeah. I've always heard more return air is great.
We choked systems all through the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
We do. Yeah. Yeah. So more return air is never a bad thing. You want air flowing freely in your home, and you certainly want it to be able to get back to the air conditioner and recool itself and redistribute. So I do agree.
Yeah. So buying a brand new air conditioner, regardless, you could pay 30% extra for the super, super high SEER energy rated equipment, and you could be mounting it on dinosaur leaking ductwork. You've got to do the entire analysis.
You do. As we talked about before, the home is complicated, and you can push air through a duct system that's 30% leaky with a new air conditioner or an old air conditioner, and it's still 30% leaky. So looking at the home as a whole and understanding, yes, I should get a new air conditioner, but I should insulate my home as well, that's really kind of that roadmap that we create for people. And every home is different, and every homeowner has a different goal. It could be comfort. Could be their home is dusty, and most of that dust is coming from their duct system. Yeah.
I always talk about Uncle Ned crawling through the attic, putting in that sound around speaker in the living room.
Yeah.
Well, his knee went right through that ductwork as he was crawling over the soffit.
Exactly. Or he moved insulation aside and didn't put it back.
Sure.
And I'll tell you this. There's a lot of people over the years that will crawl somebody's home's attic. And they're not energy efficiency guys. They don't typically put insulation back the way it's supposed to be. They're there to run cable or install a sound system. And so the work that was initially done by the builder, which may have been good, has been disrupted.
Now, back to your point on foam, that can't happen with foam.
Now, you're right.
They could do a horrible job drilling through if they're putting in new lights or cabling or this or that. But walking through the attic, you can't displace foam.
That's correct. So foam is another it is a great insulator. And if somebody's building a home, I highly encourage them to consider foam in both the walls and the exterior walls and the attic space in the rafters. Because what you're doing when you do that is you're encapsulating the entire home and insulating it from its outermost point. So your duct system could be leaking. It doesn't really matter because technically it's in condition space. But foam is also tricky on a retrofit side, because if you can't foam every little aspect of the attic, it's not going to work. So I'm still a huge believer, and the majority of insulation that we do is blown fiberglass or cellulose, because it does fill every little nook and cranny in the attic. And in a retrofit scenario, that's usually the best bet.
It's tough to retrofit cathedral-style insulation.
Correct.
Really, very expensive.
It is.
To do it and do it right.
Exactly.
But if you were building new,
Foam all the way. I did it on my home.
Let's talk about the energy audit again, because it's where I want everybody to start. How would somebody schedule one?
So you can schedule an energy audit on our website at forenergy.com, or you can call our main office at 480-699-1481.
Tell us what you're going to do at the $99 energy audit, whole house energy audit.
Yeah, good question. So the first thing we do is we go through a survey with anybody that's using electricity in the house, and we really understand what their goals of having the audit done are. Could be comfort, could be indoor air quality, it could be I just have an astronomical bill and it just keeps going up and I don't know why. And once we understand the motives and, on comfort, they may direct us to a specific area of the house that's 5 or 6 or 10 degrees warmer than the rest of the home.
Right.
And so what our energy auditor does is he sets up a blower door and he runs a series of tests that will tell us how leaky the home is, how leaky the ductwork is, where your insulation levels are.
When I turn the blower door on,
yep.
I always tell people go to the front door and go to that junction box where the outdoor light is controlled,
yep.
And the indoor light's controlled, and the living room light and the hall. There's a 4-gang box right there. Just go put your hand right there while I start the blower door.
Oh, we do that as well, because most people don't know that every outlet in your home has a wire that's fished to the attic, and there's usually, an inch or half inch hole that was drilled, and it's a wide open area for your attic to interact with the home. And you've got to think, when you're air conditioning your house and it's your home is leaky, a lot of that cold air that you're paying for is escaping to the outside. And so those are the things that we identify and guide homeowners to understand and hopefully correct. And for those that decide to correct, if you're an APS or SRP and you qualify for the rebates, meaning your home was in rough enough shape to where they're going to help chip in,
right.
There are rebates for things like insulation and sealing up your duct system.
People ask me, when should I do a home energy audit? And I generally tell people anytime. And I would tell you that for $99, if you've got one that's 4 or 5 years old, get a second opinion.
Yep.
Because every tech out there will probably catch one or two different things. And for that much money, you're going to get a return on investment. But I tell people, shoot me your highest energy bill from last year.
Yep.
And if you're spending over about 13 cents a kilowatt,
yeah,
get a home. But there's a lot of other reasons. Over 12 or 13 cents a kilowatt, take your total bill and divide the total kilowatt consumption of that month. You ought to be under 15 cents for sure. You can get to 10. And if you're on the standard plan and you're buying energy at the same price 24 hours a day, I want you to know you're paying 24 cents a kilowatt. You're paying 80% more than you need to.
Yeah, so I'll give everybody a little tip or trick. And some people don't want to change their lifestyle to be on
They're scared of it. A
time of use plan, right? They do cooking and they do laundry during certain hours. And I understand that. But if you really want to save money, both APS and SRP have a really cool tool on their websites where you can actually see if you'd save money on other rate plans.
And that is a cool tool.
It is, and it's pretty accurate. But if somebody wants to switch from that 24-cent kilowatt hour to a time of use plan, and they're willing to change their lifestyle and they're willing to super cool, there are a lot of savings just by understanding the rate plan that you're on and how to use power in your house. And that's another aspect of the checkup and the $99 audit that we help people with, understanding your bill.
So if you're over 15 cents a kilowatt average cost in your highest month, you should get an energy audit. If you think you need an air conditioner replacement or service call, get a whole house energy audit before you call the tech out there.
Yes.
And how many air conditioning companies are – I know air conditioning companies are actually quoting over the phone.
Yep.
How old's your system? Well, it's a 37-year-old Gettle. and it's a 3-ton. They'll quote you a 3-ton replacement right there over the phone.
Yeah. And I don't believe that that's the right way to go about it.
No.
You've got to diagnose the issue.
Yeah.
You've got to see what's going on. And I understand if you're in the air conditioning industry, you are replacing units and that's your business and that's good. But from the homeowner's perspective, you really ought to think about what else is impacting my bill. And how does – we find disconnected ductwork all the time. You know, the product they used in the 70s and 80s, it was the first version of flexible ductwork. And the outer layer is plastic. It gets brittle. It peels apart. And I'm not even kidding, guys. There's times where we find ductwork that is wide open to the attic space.
Plenty of times.
Yeah.
Plenty. And then they bolt a brand new 3-ton air conditioner to that. And
it's still leaking. It's
gonna,
still disconnected.
It's going to be better.
Yep.
But you're still losing so many efficiencies.
Correct.
Whole house energy audit at 4energy.com. We'll be right back.
Beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. Finishing up our hour here with Sean McGraw of 4energy, talking about energy efficiency in your home. Some of the hardest people to communicate with are the ones that, think they don't need it. Well, I've got the best this, and I got the best that, and I got solar, and, you know, is it worth getting an energy audit in that situation?
100%. So I'll tell you this. A large percentage of our overall customers already have solar. And there's some drivers there. Solar is not always designed properly. Maybe somebody went solar before they actually lived in the home over a period of time to collect historic usage for the solar designer to actually design a properly sized system. And then on top of that, APS has made some changes that impact customers that already have solar. So if you've still got a remaining bill, or you've got uncomfortable areas in your home, or you've got indoor air quality, massive dust, you should still have an energy audit done, because at the end of the day, if you make your home more energy efficient and you have solar, your solar just goes further and you're more comfortable in your home.
And at the end of an audit, what, as a homeowner, am I going to physically get? What am I going to learn from this?
Yeah, so regardless of if you go with the home energy checkup that costs $0 or you go with the $99 energy audit, for the more complex issues in homes, I do recommend the $99 audit. But you're going to get a 10 to 20 page report with photos of your windows and doors. We're going to measure all of your windows and doors. We're going to check your insulation levels. We're going to check for attic ceiling issues, duct ceiling issues. And we're going to generate a report that's going to guide you toward achieving your goal in either scenario. And then on top of that, we're going to help you look at your utility bill and guide you towards the best rate plan, or using your power in the way that saves you the most amount of money. And then also, as a cherry on top, we're going to educate you on what rebates, tax credits you may qualify for, and then we'll give you a quote for the fix-it work.
And what I love about that is I love numbers. And when you're looking and calculating at how much you're saving, you can calculate your return on investment. And you don't have to do all of them at one time. Let's say, you know, here's your first option. It's going to save you this amount. And over the course of, let's say, 36 months, you'll be back to break even.
Yep.
Well, you can also save that money and then apply that to option number two.
Yeah.
And then option number three. So what you're saving off your utilities is you're using to do your energy efficiency work.
Yeah, so you can absolutely do that. So when it comes to savings on energy efficiency, it's a complicated topic because there's a million variables. How are you using your power? What's the temperature outside? Maybe your air conditioner is getting towards the end of its life. There's a lot of things that impact that. But what I can tell you is Energy Star and even APS and SRP have a standard for where you should be with insulation, for instance. And by being properly insulated, you are going to save money. We've got customers that their homes were in very poor shape when it comes to the attic space and their ductwork that can save 40 to 50% on their bill. That's a very aggressive, awesome result, and that's not typical. But having your home as energy efficient as possible it leads to short-term and long-term savings, period. And so when Rosie asked, when is the best time to get an energy audit, my answer is yesterday. Understand where your home is so you can have a plan going forward to save money from now until forever.
And most homeowners, when they get the energy audit, you know, they're doing this because they're aware and they're trying to be efficient and they're trying to, you know, like Rosie said, play that the energy game, beat the man, get their utility bills low. Now, on the flip side, there are a few homeowners that get that done and then like a little while later, like, well, how come my energy bill hasn't gone down? Well, let's look at your energy consumption. They get something in their mindset. Well, I've got all this efficiency done, so let's crank up the air. Who cares time of day? You know, you use 70% more kilowatt hours than you did before the energy audit just because they're thinking, well, I'm efficient now. I can run all the air conditioning, run all the power I want.
So you're right. That's actually something that we combat. A lot of people that go solar do the same thing, and then they wonder, why is my solar not doing what I thought it was going to do? Well, it is. However, you're using a lot more power than you were previously.
We designed it for 100 kilowatts because that's what you're using. Well, now you're using 150 kilowatts.
Yeah. So, you know, I also do run into a lot of homeowners that might keep their thermostat at 81 or 82 degrees in the summertime because they want to save money, but they'd rather have it at 76. So, you know, that's okay too, but you have to understand there's consequences to turning down that thermostat.
Start with the energy audit. And they schedule it how?
They can find us on our web at forenergy.com or call our main office at 480-699-1481.
I couldn't encourage every homeowner more emphatically. Get that done. I've been saying it for 15 years, and I'm not going to stop.